Ron George was one of the first Republican candidates to enter the governor's race. WYPR's Christopher Connolly has this profile of the businessman and two-term GOP delegate from Anne Arundel County.
To say that Ron George has an eclectic background is a bit of an understatement. He studied goldsmithing, got a bachelor's degree in performing arts, played some bit roles in soap operas and 80s movies, and has a master's degree in psychology. For the last 23 years, though, he's also been known for his jewelry shop on Main Street in Annapolis. Cynthia Danichik is a longtime customer. She stopped by to pick up a ring that George designed for her around a diamond that belonged to her mother.
Oh, it's fabulous. And now every time I get to think of her.
It doesn't sit too high. It
no,
looks great.
Perfect, perfect, perfect. Oh my gosh.
Through the window of George's storefront, through a tiny sliver of alleyway, you can actually see the dome of the State House. And that proximity, George says, is what drew him into politics, first by testifying in committee hearings.
The issues I'd go testify on were personal. When Maryland decided to decouple the estate tax and they thought estate tax were rich people, I had to go up there and explain what had happened to my small family business that my sons wanted to carry on. And if something happens to me, they'd have to sell the business just to pay that tax.
Eventually, party leaders convinced him to run for a seat in the House of Delegates. Senator Ed Riley, another Anne Arundel Republican, says George proved himself an effective lawmaker in a state where Republicans are in the minority. He points to a 2009 bill George sponsored in the House that prevented undocumented immigrants from getting driver's licenses.
That's a very unpopular issue, but he was able to get it through the state legislature. What that tells me, he works on both sides of the aisle.
Riley says George's Main Street credentials would make him an excellent governor.
We respect a great deal of people's military experience, and that may be leadership and it may be organization, but small business is what drives states. And Ron has that years of ongoing experience.
Anne Arundel Community College professor Dan Nataff says George has articulated the most comprehensive platform of the Republican contenders.
He enumerates a whole series of very kind of specific things that would happen. They're not just kind of attitudes.
George wants to lower taxes, use charter schools to deal with overcrowding, and to make the state more attractive to manufacturers so that folks without a college degree can find good jobs. To cut prison populations, he says the state should focus on drug treatment and rehabilitation. Nataff says George could be a viable candidate in November, but first he has to get through the primaries, and longtime Republican observer Richard Cross says that will be tough.
I think he's definitely qualified. I think he's a good candidate. I just think that the dynamics of the race are such that it's going to either be David Craig or Larry Hogan.
Cross says George would need to spend big on ads to increase his name recognition. But his last campaign finance report from January shows just $15,000 in the bank. George acknowledges he's behind in the polls. He couldn't fundraise and campaigned little during the legislative session. But he says he's making up for it now when it counts.
I've got a hill to climb, and it's not because I don't have the better message. It's not because I'm not the best candidate. It's a matter of trying to get it out there. And the word of mouth is going strong. I think people are really starting to look at the candidates right now.
When Cynthia Danichik came in to pick up her ring from the jewelry store, she told George he's got her vote.
Before I forget, I was at Bridge Club yesterday, and all the ladies were very excited about what you're doing and up on the hill there and working for them.
Thank you so much.
And they're urging, hoping that everyone you'll be the next governor, too, because you're really making a difference in Maryland and trying hard.
No, but, I appreciate that.
And I told them you're a great jeweler, too. So
George just has to build that excitement throughout the state to win the primary in June. I'm Christopher Connolly, reporting in Annapolis for 88.1 WYPR.